This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning. Shan Sheridan with you on Party Line Thursday. Party Line, hungry eyes, little Eric Carmen on this Thursday. A little chilly, but a lot better than it's been, so we will take it. Hey, got a big show for you today. Top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Purdue Extension. Karen Jenkins is going to be in. We're going to be talking in just a minute to David Schaffner of the Pavone Group. That we're going to be talking ads on the Super Bowl. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, you know, the Super Bowl's kind of become secondary. It's always about the ads and halftime show. We're going to be talking to David here in just a little bit. Before we do that, our sponsors, we appreciate TC Trailers. If you're not pulling your weight, you're not pulling a TC trailer. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com, and there's a big deal today. We're going to talk more about that later. Valentine's Big Deal, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Boone County Daily News.com. Carroll County Daily News.com. And Clinton County Daily News.com bringing you Party Line today. And our online telecast brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, with them, Health Services, Town and Country Glass, and Ellis Jewelers, all bringing you the online Hoosierland TV broadcast. And don't forget, there's girls' sectionals going on, all kind of ball games and events that will be going on Hoosierland this week. Today, scattered snow showers, mainly between 1 and 2 p.m., a high of 24 today. Tonight, we're going to be getting down we're going to keep it around 24. So it's like this is about the highest we're going to be. And then tomorrow, 40% chance of snow with a high near 33. We'll check the weekend forecast a little bit later. But right now, we want to bring in our guest to talk about all things Super Bowl ads. David, good morning, David. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great. We really appreciate you being with us. First of all, how did you get involved in all of this craziness of Spot Bowl? You guys have been doing this for like 23 years. You've been recapping and checking out the Super Bowl ads. How did you get involved in that personally?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're an ad agency here in Pennsylvania called Pavone Group, and we created Spot Bowl back in 2004 because we knew half of the people watching the game were watching just for the ads, so we wanted to give them a voice. And yeah, I've been lucky enough to be around for all 23 of them, and we've grown Spot Bowl quite a bit over the years. It's the largest bowl of its kind, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Let's talk really about some of the past. I mean, you've been around 23 years. What have been some of your favorite spots over the years?
Oh, yeah, lots. I mean, for me, a couple stand out. Just the Spot Bowl era, we've got a spot from about 10 years ago. This is one of the better ones of all time, in fact. About 10 years ago, a little boy dressed as Darth Vader in a spot for Volkswagen. He thinks he's using his powers to start the car, but it's really his dad from inside the house.
I love that one, yeah.
An amazing spot. Yeah, it just kind of gets you in the feels, and it's really good for the brand. But Anheuser-Busch, I got to tell you, Anheuser-Busch over the years has done such an amazing job, not just in Spot Bowl's poll. They've won 11 of 22 Spot Bowl titles. But, just some really quality ads from Anheuser-Busch as well.
I'm sure you know, I mean, you being in an advertising agency for such a long time, this has become just an iconic thing. When did it start? When did this become such a big deal, that advertising in the platform of the Super Bowl?
You know, we look to, there's been a couple of sort of turning points in Super Bowl, you know, advertising history. We look to 1984. And in 1984, you may remember, Apple had a computer, or had a commercial that advertised its computers. featured a woman running. It's a very dystopian, futuristic setting. She's running. She throws a sledgehammer at the screen.
Yeah.
And it's just an epic spot. It really made people stop in their tracks and think, wow, this is like a miniature movie, as it should have been, because it was directed by Ridley Scott, a big-time Hollywood director who had just directed Alien. So it really opened people's eyes, consumers and advertisers, to what a Super Bowl commercial could be.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that well, and I think that it also kind of it brought the future to life, and people were really it was almost kind of like George Orwell, you know, type scenario. But
yeah.
But you think about the power of advertising and what it does, it brings so emotion. So what ads can we expect to see in this game coming up Sunday?
That's going to be, well, we've got 27 of the ads already released and up on spotbowl.com. 27, that's more than half of the lineup. Up there now is a contender for the top spot. Budweiser's Clydesdales are back.
Ooh.
It's their 49th, I believe, 49th Super Bowl appearance. And they've got a Clydesdale teaching a baby bald eagle how to fly. It doesn't get much more American than that. that one is a contender. Another contender, I think, is going to be, there's a Dove spot, a very powerful spot about women's body image issues in girls sports. And then there's always a weird one. This year's weird spot is from a brand called Manscaped. It's a men's grooming product, and it features singing hairballs. That one's also up on Spotball.
Oh, my. The creation. Okay, and how does AI play in? I mean, you know, we've gone to this artificial intelligence. That's got to be a big deal now, especially in your world in advertising.
Absolutely. You know, even in Super Bowl advertising, we've seen the Cola Wars in the past with Pepsi and Coke. This year we're seeing what we're calling the AI Wars. OpenAI, the makers of ChatGPT, they're going to have a spot.
Wow.
We don't know a lot about it yet. But then another company, the company behind Claude, another AI platform, also has a spot. That one is up on Spotball. So we're seeing the AI companies going at each other.
So when you're saying Spotball, you can actually go and see the ads right now at your website?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of brands are pre-releasing their ads. That's a trend we're seeing in recent years. So as the ads are pre-released, we put them up on the site and for pregame voting. So voting is already underway. More than half of the ads you'll see on Sunday already up on Spotball.
Now, here's the other thing. You know, we like the creativity. We like the weird. We like the emotional thing. I mean, you know, the Clydesdales, like you said, nothing quite like the emotion that Budweiser been able to bring over the years. There's been so many tears, so many jeers and fun. But then there's the celebrities. What can we expect this year? Are there any major celebrity cameos?
Oh, yeah, and that's my favorite part. Over the years is seeing which celebrities are going to make appearances. We're seeing in recent years more celebrities than ever. Last year's lineup, 75% of the ads had at least one celebrity. Some had two or three. This year with Peyton Manning, Shane Gillis, and Post Malone returning for Bud Light, so three big names in one spot there. We're going to see Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper in a spot for Uber Eats. Seems like Matthew McConaughey's in a Super Bowl ad every year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just a loaded lineup of big celebrity names.
It's the only reason my wife will even watch the Super Bowl, to see if Matthew McConaughey is going to be in one of the ads. So, and speaking of that, you know, why are Americans so fascinated? I mean, my wife could care less about, and I'm a football coach, but she could care less about football. She's not a big football fan, but we will always pretty much watch the Super Bowl together. At least she's pretending to watch it. She's more mm-hmm. interested in the ad. What is so fascinating about the commercial? What do you think draws people into that?
You know, it's funny. It is the biggest day of the year for football and advertising, and I think what has caused it to become such a focal point is it's the one day a year when we can expect A-level game from advertisers. Like, going back to celebrities, we're going to see a lot of celebrity faces. We're going to see a lot of really entertaining commercials, and that's what these Super Bowl commercials do really well, and any commercial should do. It has to entertain us. It has to strike some sort of emotional chord, make us laugh, make us cry, right? And so we see so many advertisers doing that so well in such a huge concentration in the Super Bowl. That's what makes people pay attention.
Mm. And what's the big dollar this year? I mean, I know they spend a lot of money, but who's spending the most, and what's that number?
Anheuser-Busch is the biggest advertiser. I believe at last count they had 2 minutes of airtime, and they're always the biggest advertiser. But yeah, the NBC charged $8 million for a 30-second spot this year. That ties the record. That's just 30 seconds. A lot of the ads we're going to see 60 seconds long, and we have reports from NBC that they held 10 spots back to sell to the last-minute buyers, and they sold those 10 spots for $10 million each.
Oh, my goodness. Is that a record, David?
Oh, that is. Eight is the record, but those 10 going for 10 million each, that is a record, yes.
My goodness, $10 million. So you've been in the advertising business for a long time. What's the secret to making a good Super Bowl commercial? I mean, what do you think is the secret sauce? I mean, we talked about emotion and all, but there's certainly a formula that I'm sure people are thinking about.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's the emotional connection, right? These commercials are like miniature movies. They have to tell a story. They have to connect emotionally. And you can do that with humor. That's the predominant one. You can do that with something patriotic like Budweiser sometimes does. But I think more importantly, and this is where a lot of brands get it wrong, we've seen this over the years at Spot Bowl, more importantly, you have to get your brand or your product into that story and make it memorable, right? Because how many times have we been around the water cooler the next day, we're talking about the talking baby or the dancing monkey or this whatever, this celebrity, but we don't remember the company behind the ad.
Yeah.
In that case, you might have just wasted your money.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is one of the big, I mean, because we can remember the ad, but so often there's been, I know there's been little quizzes after the, you know, the Monday after the game. Well, what was the product? And many people
right.
can't name the product. So you're not really getting
yeah.
your butt bang for the buck, are you? So how do creators really ingrain that? Is it frequency after the Super Bowl that they just continue to run something or they run something different?
Sure. I mean, it can be. You hit the nail on the head there. These Super Bowl ads aren't a magic bullet, right? They're not a once and done thing that's going to drive a business through the whole year. You have to build a consistent marketing campaign around these Super Bowl ads. But more importantly, you just have to pick the right story to tell, the right celebrity if you're using one, and it has to match your brand, and you have to get your brand into that story. It's just advertising 101, and that applies to any ad that we're going to see throughout the year, but especially in the Super Bowl with that much money on the line.
I want to go back to Apple because I think you said, when you're talking about 1984, Apple kind of did that because when they came out with that like mini movie, it just jarred our culture and our society. And then it was like, now you're hearing about the computer. Now you're not, and the home computer, it really took it to a different level.
It did. And, you know, and it did another thing that a good ad should do. It got people talking, right?
Yeah.
It created buzz. It became part of the culture. And that's what so many good ads can do. And that's really hard to do. That's the hardest thing for an advertisement to do, is become part of culture. Who can forget Budweiser's WhatsApp, you know, or the Budweiser frog? Like those things, you can't do that intentionally. It just has to happen.
Spot Bowl. I want to talk a little bit about Spot Bowl. I know you got to get going, but Spot Bowl, how did that all evolve? And was that something that really came from the Super Bowl, or was that something, as an advertising agency, you guys have been brewing up for a long time?
We were sitting around a table in 2004, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, and we thought, how can we be a part of this? This is the biggest day for our industry. We don't have any clients at the time. We didn't have any clients in the game. So we came up with the idea for a poll, and we threw it together. It was very rough at first, that first year, but we've grown it over the years. This year, we've added a tool. We have a data and analytics team that has looked at all of the data, past voting data, different factors about the spots, and has built this predictive analytics tool that can predict how the spots will rank in America's votes before America even votes. It's an amazing tool.
Well, and that is all at your website.
All of it. Yeah, if you go to the leaderboard, you'll see America's Vote. There's two columns, America's Vote, how America is voting, and then how our predictive analytics engine is predicting the spots will finish.
Wow. And how did you, when you're thinking about the Super Bowl, and you're going to be watching the Super Bowl, this Sunday, first of all, what's your prediction of the game? Who do you think is going to win?
I forget sometimes there's a football game.
Yeah,
right?
Who's going? I don't even know who's playing sometimes. No, I'm just joking.
Exactly.
The Patriots and the Seahawks. Yeah, there we go.
Seahawks. Yeah, no, I have some roots in Washington. I was born out there, so I guess I'm rooting for the Seahawks, even though I'm a Steelers fan at heart.
And the Steelers. Well, what'd you think of Tomlin? He's gone. That was wild.
That's tough, but I like the new hire. I think he's a good one.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be great. Well, the Pavone Group is predicting the winner using a new data and analytics tool you just mentioned. Do we have the winner? Do you know the winner? Can we go to and find out the winner right now?
Well, it changes. Anything can happen with America's Vote and with our predictive analytics. So as new spots are released, you know, a new spot might jump up there in the rankings. But I got to say, for America's Vote, the Dove spot that I mentioned and the Budweiser Clydesdale spot, right up there in the top three. I think it's anybody's game.
How many people will be watching the Super Bowl as we close this off? How many people are going to be watching the Super Bowl, David?
Yeah, they're expecting, it's the most watched TV event of the year, every year, sometimes of all time. We're expecting about 110, 120 million, which is a phenomenal number, right? And it's the only time of the year when we're watching the ads, too. So that's why that $8 million price tag is really worth it.
And I got, is there any particular time during the Super Bowl game is the most impactful to put an ad?
You know, we always say the first half. That's when most people, I think, are tuned in. Nobody's leaving at halftime after that, you know, the halftime show or the part, leaving their parties. The halftime, first half is good, but really you can't go wrong any time of the game. You're going to get tens and tens of millions of viewers, even if you're late in the fourth quarter.
As an advertiser, you got to be rooting for a really close game so everybody just stays glued through the entire, like an overtime scenario. That's what
absolutely.
You're really...
yeah, that's the best case scenario.
All right. How do folks get to your website?
Yeah, it's super easy. Spotbowl.com. You can go there right now. Like I said, 27 of the ads already up there for voting. Refresh the page. Vote again. It's not a presidential election. Should we encourage people to vote as often as they'd like?
David, you've been great to talk with. I appreciate it very much, man. I hope, you know, I'm kind of rooting for, I like the Seahawks, but I like the quarterback over at the Patriots. I mean, these are two really good quarterbacks, and they're two great stories. I'm kind of rooting for the individuals this year because we're here in Indianapolis or Indiana, so it's all about the Colts, and I've come from Louisiana, so I'm a big Saint guy, so none of my guys are in there, and I'm an LSU guy, but I'm rooting for I'm rooting for the individuals this year, but I can't wait to see the commercials. It's going to be a great time, and I'm going to Spot Bowl as soon as I get off the air today. So,
hey, thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Thank you very much. David Schoeffer, appreciate him being with us from the Pavone Group. He has been talking with us today about the Super Bowl commercials. And maybe you have a favorite Super Bowl commercial. We'll keep the lines open for the next few minutes. If you got a favorite Super Bowl commercial and you want to call in about it, then talk about it, that's fine. 659-3338. We'll be glad to talk to you about your favorite Super Bowl commercial. I don't know. There's so many. I like the I think it was the Doritos when they the 1 year when they put the little kid in a, he thought he was going in a time machine. That was pretty cool. I remember the Darth Vader Volkswagen one. That was like that David mentioned. That was a pretty cool one. I remember the Apple one in 1984. That was a really good one. So, you know, there's been so many. And then there's those that just kind of grab you, those emotional ones. So $8 million are going to be $10 million for those final 10 that NBC held back. Can't imagine. 30 seconds. Those are 30 seconds. That's a lot of money for just a little bit of time. Hey, and you can do so much more here at Casper Media with your advertising dollars. So you don't have to spend near that and get so much more. So if you are interested in doing any kind of advertising right here in Casper Media, like being a sponsor here for the Party Line Show or one of the ball games, you can give us a call and make sure that we get you taken care of. And believe me, your dollars will go a lot farther probably than that little vapor that's going to be out there on Sunday night. But it's always fun to watch them, that's for sure. Always fun to watch them. Wanted to kind of get back to the weather. I know that's always kind of a crazy thing, but I think we're dodging all the bullets that's kind of hitting across the country. We're going to be looking at 24 today. Tonight, a low of 24, and then tomorrow, a high of 33, 40% chance of snow. And then Saturday, sunny with, and boy, this is where things get crazy again. It goes back to that really, you know, dipping down into the teens. So high is going to be 19. And then Sunday, going to get 10 degrees hotter and going to be 29. So, and by Monday, 37. And listen to this, Tuesday, looking at a high of 43. So we're going to break Monday. We're going to break freezing and get back to hopefully a little bit normal temperatures around here. So that's the plan. But regardless, it's Indiana and it's the weather, and we're going to get through regardless. But we definitely appreciated David Schoeffer showing up this morning or being part of our program this morning to talk about the sport, the commercials on the Super Bowl. We've got a gentleman this morning. Good morning. You're on Party Line.
Morning, Sharon.
Hey, Jay Hawley. Jay Hawley. Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Hey, great. Hey, I just wanted to tell your people that we're back at the Neighborhood Center again this year doing taxes for AARP.
Oh, yeah.
Tax aid. So I just want to say that This is only the second day we're open, and we already have half of our spaces booked. So
that's fantastic. People, so you're at the you're at the neighborhood center, and you are working now on behalf of AARP. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep. But don't let that. Some people have thought you had to be over 55. There's no age limit. We can do anybody. There's no dollar.
Okay.
Do business with a depreciation schedule stuff. But, you know, anybody that's just got a 1099 or a W-2, we can take care of you very quickly, hopefully. So.
Okay, but Dave. Or Jay. Jay, your phone was breaking up a little bit, so I wanted to make sure you're at the neighborhood center and you're willing. You can do anybody's taxes, regardless of the age, even with 1099s.
Right.
Okay.
Only thing we can't do are businesses.
Okay.
Like with the depreciation schedule.
Sure, but you're there, and how late can people get there?
We're here Wednesdays, Thursdays from 9 to 4.
Wednesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 4 during tax season?
Yep, and they need to stop by the neighborhood center. We've got a packet that they have to fill out, then they'll come back, give us their information, they'll scan it into a computer and figure their taxes later at their own place, and then you come back a week later and we give you results of your taxes. So
awesome.
It's kind of a three-stop deal.
Awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate that. Hey, while I've got you, Jay, we've been talking about Super Bowl ads this morning. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Super Bowl ad from the years?
Whatever one's on. I don't know that I have a favorite one, you know. But, you shut the ball game off and watch the ads.
Oh, I know. That's what's happening. It sounds like a lot of people are going to do that for the halftime show this year, too. So, But we'll have to see.
And that's not new for most of their halftime shows either.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. All right, brother, you're doing the Lord's work. Thank you for helping people, and we appreciate it. So we'll get the word out. Thank you.
Okay, Sam.
All right, have a great day. All right, Jay Hawley down at the neighborhood center. He used to be Grandpa Jay's Pork. You remember? He has great pork burgers. But you go down there. He doesn't have pork burgers anymore. It's just he's doing taxes. He's down at the neighborhood center. So check out Jay and the team. AARP helping you out, and you don't have to be 55 or older. You can be any age. 1099s, simple, basic. You know your 1040 forms. Bring those in; they'll take good care of you at the neighborhood center there. On I believe that's First or Second Street. Now I can't remember. Now Second Street, I believe. Maybe it's Third Street. Regardless, look it up. It's at the neighborhood center. I think it's Third Street. Now that I think about it. Okay. We've got a big Valentine's Day giveaway with the big deals. You don't want to miss this. Valentine's Day is going to be here like in the next couple of weeks. This year, skip the generic gifts and choose something meaningful while saving some money. Our discounted gift certificates make it easy to give a thoughtful gift and support local businesses at the same time. And you can get one from American Porkers Food Truck. Listen to this, $10 value for $5, a $10 value. And if you've not had American Porkers, if you haven't had that, I call it the all-in burger because it's got coleslaw on it. It's got a pork burger with coleslaw. It's got, what else has it got on it? Pulled pork, coleslaw, and then the pork burger. And then you throw a little cheese on it. And then you throw a little barbecue sauce on it. Oh, my goodness. It is really good. So that is American Porkers, a $10 gift, a $10 value, $5. You can buy them now at welovebigdeals.com. And then Baked a Cookie Company, they are in Kirkland, Indiana. And the same thing. You can do a $10 value, $10. Or $5 gets you $10. So if you buy a $5 gift certificate, for $5, you'll get a $10 value. So basically half. You can't beat that. So you know people that love cookies and people that love pork burgers, which, my goodness, how could you get a pork burger from American Porkers and then you run over to Kirkland and grab your cookies? You've got your full meal deal. So there you are. Valentine's Day is coming up. So this would be a great, great gift for your loved one or a friend, or maybe, hey, you know, maybe this would be a great employer type scenario. If you're an employer and you've got some employees that have been really working hard, doing what they need to do, and you want to just reward them a little bit, you know, give them a half price value. You know, instead of $10, they get the, you know, they're going to get a pork burger for $5 or a whole meal. So, you know, that would be a great little gift. So, something to think about. Thoughtful Valentine's gifts that cost less at welovebigdeals.com. And that's where you have to go, welovebigdeals.com. All right, coming up on 9 o'clock, we got Karen Jenkins going to be coming in at the top of the hour with Purdue Extension. Always fun to talk with Karen, all the many things that go on. I believe Isaac Chavez is coming in as well. Always great to talk to those guys. Today is February 5th. Let's see. Today is World Nutella Day. So if you're a Nutella person, you're going to celebrate with hazelnuts and chocolate. And then there's the National Weather Person's Day. And I didn't know that they got a specific day because they could be, you know, wrong half the time and still get paid. But it's not an easy job. It's certainly not an easy job. But I was at a studio one time several years ago, and I was watching, I was getting ready to do an interview, and I was watching the weather person do their job, and they were just on this big green screen. There was just a big screen, and you could see nothing, and they are pointing at things that are not there. So it's you got to pretend that it's a map, and it's pretty wild. The reason why they call this National Weather Person's Day, it's celebrating the father of meteorology, John Jeffries, who was born on this day in 1744 and later used balloons to predict the weather. And I doubt he got it right either. But because, you know, you just never know, because we're not in control of the weather. God is. And we just kind of have to look and see. Now, science does help, and there's jet streams and all kinds of things. And we have been definitely in the cold stream lately. But that's going to change, as I shared. I'll give you the weather forecast one more time. Scattered snow showers later this afternoon with a high near 24. Tonight, scattered flurries. And then showers after 4 a.m., high of 24 tonight. And then Friday, tomorrow, a 40% chance of snow, all happening pretty much in the morning. And then a high near 33. So we may hit the freezing mark tomorrow. We may hit it, 33. And then tomorrow night, we're going to dip it down to 8 again. And then Saturday, it's not going to get much better. It's going to be 19. But then we're on the, that little warm front comes in, and we're back on the upswing. So Sunday, high 29. Monday, high 37. Tuesday, high 43. And we're going to be in that 40 range here for a couple, 3 days after that. So not too bad. We'll take it as we are preparing for the Super Bowl this Sunday. The Seattle Seahawks taking on the New England Patriots. Should be a pretty good ball game. But we know that everybody, as David mentioned, is going to be watching the ads. And, of course, there's the halftime show, which has been pretty controversial. I know there's going to be an alternate halftime show with Turning Point USA, so you might want to be checking that out as well. But a lot of stuff happening over the weekend, ball games, local ball games, girls sectionals, all of that. And don't forget, it is don't miss tomorrow night or over the weekend. Sam and Kyle are going to be broadcasting on Hoosierland TV all of girls sectional action. This is most of everybody kind of got beat, you know, Tuesday night, but we'll see what happens over the weekend. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be talking to Purdue Extension coming up in just a little bit. It is Party Line on this Tuesday. We'll be right back.